Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, July 20th. The new West Elk walk-in clinic in Paonia announced that it is a month away from opening and will be holding an open house to introduce its staff and new facility. The clinic will be run by Delta County Memorial Hospital and will open its doors in downtown Paonia at 218 Grand Avenue. It is slated to open on August 21st. The open house for the public will be 10 days later. Patty Callahar, Manager of Education and Marketing at Delta County Memorial Hospital, spoke with KVNF News to make the announcement.
We're really thrilled that we're able to open the West Elk walk-in clinic in Paonia. We're planning an open house event to meet the providers on August 31st, which is a Thursday, I believe, from 9 a.m. till noon, and there will be some refreshments, but we want everybody to come by and just have a chance to meet our new nurse practitioners that will be seeing patients and also our clinic staff.
The clinic will be open 7 days a week for walk-in visits from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. It will close for lunch daily from 3 to 4 p.m. Two nurse practitioner providers will staff the clinic. Their names are Margaret Stochowski and Candy Lobenstein. The West Elk Walk-In Clinic is an acute care clinic. Acute care provides urgent care treatment for non-life-threatening emergencies and walk-in medical services. Acute care is a convenient option for those times when you need treatment for your minor illness or injury and a visit to your personal physician is not possible. No appointment is necessary.
Acute care actually provides urgent care treatment for non-threatening emergencies and walk-in medical services. So this is a walk-in clinic. It's a convenient option for those times when a patient may need or a family member may need treatment for a minor illness or injury, and you cannot make it to your personal physician. So no appointments necessary at the walk-in clinic. And some examples of acute care would be say one of the kids fell and scraped their knee real badly and they want to make sure that it doesn't need to be stitched up. That would be appropriate to bring your child into the walk-in clinic. Eye problems, headaches, colds, flu, sore throat, earaches, fever, maybe upper respiratory infections, skin infections, abdominal pain, those kinds of things. Animal bites, if a dog happened to bite one of the kids or something, and urinary symptoms. All of those are just examples of acute care for walk-in treatment.
And again, the West Elk Walk-In Clinic in Paonia is scheduled to open August 21st, with an open house for the public on August 31st, from 9 a.m. till noon. Solar energy has had a great decade. One estimate puts the industry's growth at 1,600% over the last 8 years. However, this past year has not been so good, especially for rooftop solar companies. Dan Boyce from Inside Energy filed this report from Golden, Colorado, where some subdivisions require that solar panels be installed at all houses.
It's a sunny summer morning in the Table Rock Ridge subdivision. Nestled in a shallow valley in the foothills near Golden, Colorado, resident Nancy Kotz is walking her German Shepherd.
This is Sarah.
One of the things you can't help but notice at Table Rock Ridge is all these stately middle-class houses. Every single one of them has solar panels.
The houses in this neighborhood came automatically with them. You didn't get a choice.
The subdivision's developer saying, you want a house here? You're getting solar panels. You can buy them or you can lease them, but you're getting them. And Kotz is okay with that. She moved here a year ago and...
our energy bills are really cheap compared to California.
And that's one of the core arguments to buying a rooftop solar system, right? This isn't just the green thing to do, customer. It's going to save you money. The power you use from these panels, of course, that's free. And in most states, the extra power you generate, you get to sell that back to the utility. Bang! Except trouble on the horizon here.
The cost of going solar in Arizona, that is going up.
The Arizona Corporation Commission.
In states from Arizona to Maine, Hawaii, and most recently Indiana, utility commissioners and state legislators are rolling back or reducing the programs that force power companies to pay for the extra solar energy produced by homes. Ashley Brown is executive director of Harvard University's Electricity Policy Group.
How do we build a more efficient energy future? And by heavily subsidizing an inefficient resource, we're not doing that.
One of the big arguments against net metering is utilities have a lot of fixed costs, and every customer who goes solar buys less power. So the utility has to shift those fixed costs to other customers, those who possibly can't afford a solar installation.
Kind of Robin Hood in reverse.
Brown also argues net metering laws were often put in place when solar panels were way more expensive, as an incentive to get people to invest in solar. But costs have fallen dramatically, largely because cheap Chinese panels are flooding the market. Despite this, Bloomberg New Energy Finance predicts a 2% drop in rooftop installations this year. Might not sound like much, but when your industry is used to growing exponentially year over year, it's a big deal. Though solar entrepreneur Jigar Shah downplays this.
Yeah, this is really a temporary blip from 2016 to 2017.
Shah founded solar company Sun Edison. He sold it in 2011. Last year, Sun Edison went bankrupt. He says many of these companies grew really fast and have been spending way too much of their money on marketing. Television spots, billboards, ads plastered in Amtrak trains. That's unsustainable, he says. Solar needs to be sold face-to-face.
This is a big purchase for people. It's $20,000 or $15,000, and they really want to see somebody come to their door and shake their hand and say, you know, trust me, I'm going to put some holes in your roof and put a solar system up there.
Also, there's been a saturation of sorts in California, solar's biggest state. Still, Shah remains bullish and thinks companies will readjust and start growing again next year. And as for states rolling back their net metering policies, he's not too worried because in other states, it's the opposite. For instance, after a big fight, Nevada just reinstated net metering.
More markets are open today than have ever been open before.
Still, Ashley Brown from Harvard University, he's digging in his heels, this time from a climate perspective.
By far, the least cost-effective way of reducing carbon in our environment is rooftop solar.
Way better to go big utility scale solar projects or wind farms, he says. For Nancy Kotz, though, our solar resident at the Table Rock Ridge subdivision, having panels on her roof just makes her feel good, as long as they're not too obvious.
I wouldn't like it if I walked outside and I saw these big panels in front of my house and it took away from the look.
But hers are on the back of the house. You can't really see them. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, my name is Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.